Page 38. Zipcar Auto Rentals. A favorite on campus wants to be your main set of wheels. Five small sedans at the University of Texas at Dallas stand ready to transport students on pizza runs. Pawn, the Prius, and the others don't look much like radical agents of change. But the vehicles are part of a burgeoning national fleet of Zipcars that could dramatically reshape the culture of car ownership. CEO Scott Griffith proclaims that Zipcar is the most important innovation in transportation in a generation. Instead of owning cars, Zipcar members pick one up from a neighborhood pod, drive it for a few hours or days, and return it when they're done, for as little as $7 an hour, including gas and insurance. For every shared car you put on the road, 15 are taken off, said Mike Serafino, general manager of university programs at Zipcar. We estimate members can save $600 a month by not owning a car. On the map. Founded 12 years ago in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Zipcar is now on 260 college campuses, according to the Zipcar website. Zipcar has a fleet of 9,000 vehicles, most of them small, fuel-efficient cars with names like Freddy the Ford Focus or Pawn the Prius, and operates in 17 major markets, including Seattle, San Francisco, Atlanta, Chicago, and New York. Students pay $25 to join, and non-students pay $35, plus a $60 annual fee, Serafino said. College campuses, where parking is often extremely limited and cars are an enormous expense for struggling students, provide the nucleus for rapidly expanding Zipcar. But where feasible, the company expands from campuses into surrounding urban areas. The demand by members grew so large in L.A. that we opened an office with 150 cars, said Serafino. You'd be amazed at the range of our members there, from 18 to mid-80s. Although Zipcar seems serious about changing attitudes toward car ownership, that is likely to be a long process. I see it more as a life cycle thing, said George Hoffer, a business professor at the University of Richmond who follows the auto industry. Just as the minivan was to the soccer mom, the hourly rental could free the urban wire from the weight of a car. While the notion of sharing cars might seem downright odd, the company's mostly young members are completely comfortable with it, Serafino said. Many got clobbered by the recession and can't afford cars. Shifting gears. In addition, the 20-something members of Gen Y have grown up sharing music and videos in their on-demand culture. Rapid access to things is very important for this generation, Serafino said. It started with TV and then moved to music. We call it collaborative consumption. About half of Zipcar members sell a car or choose not to buy a car as a result of their Zipcar membership, Serafino told GigaOM, a technology media and research site. That makes urban life more affordable for many, many people. Driving synergy. Last year, Ford Motor Company became a partner with Zipcar in its university programs, a move the automaker doesn't view as consorting with the enemy. It subsidizes $10 of the cost of the service to student members of Zipcar. In the short term, Ford wants to know more about Generation Y, sometimes called millennials, a group bigger than baby boomers that tends to rely heavily on social media for communication. The millennials are a very difficult audience to reach, and their loyalty to brands is not as strong as other demographics, said Ford spokeswoman Angie Kozleski. But we still think we will all, at some point in time, have to get a car. Vocabulary focus. Burgeoning. Nucleus. Feasible. Clobber. Collaborative. Consort. subsidize.